It's Helping Hand, HPR One stations every Friday afternoon. All things considered, we put the spotlight on an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we have returning guest, the Women's Fund of Hawaii. Nonprofit tries to address key issues that affect women in the Aloha State, and they have a unique way of then supporting organizations that do a variety of good. There are some pretty serious issues, too, in the state. Hawaii has almost double the nation's average proportion of women that are serving time in prison. Girls are also arrested at a much higher rate in the Aloha State than they are anywhere else in the U.S. Also, there are a number of teenage girls becoming pregnant every day in Hawaii, six of them. Children born to teen parents more likely to have a reported case of abuse or neglect. Perhaps most frightening, one in five women in Hawaii are beaten by their partners. Related to that, each month there's a death in Hawaii, unfortunately due to domestic violence in the Aloha State. There is a benefit fundraising tea and champagne event May 15th, 5 to 9 in Honolulu that the organization will be doing. Last year's event raised $170,000. It is the Women's Fund of Hawaii Executive Director returning to Helping Hand now, Lila Bilmez Goldstein. And a big aloha and mahalo. Thank you.
Aloha. Thank you so much for having me again, Dave.
You are welcome. And first, how the Women's Fund of Hawaii supports other organizations that are helping those in need.
Well, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we raise money to make grants. We only give grants to other nonprofits, and they don't necessarily have to focus solely on women and girls, but we will only support the programs that are dedicated to women and girls. And the reason why we have that gender-specific focus is because only about 7% of foundation dollars in the United States go towards programs specifically for women and girls. And it's also because we know that when women do really well, they contribute to their communities and they pass on their success and their support to their children.
For folks who want to participate in being recipients, what would some of these nonprofits need to know in terms of requirements?
Well, I would say the most important that their program serve women and girls. And something else that we give preference to programs that serve Native Hawaiian population, demographic, and communities. Mm-hmm. It's not solely focused on Native Hawaiians, but we do look at that. We like programs in rural areas, not only on Oahu. We do currently have grantees on Lanai, Maui, and the Big Island. We've had grantees on Molokai as well and Kauai. Other than that, we do look at organizations' board composition. We prefer that 50% or more are women, but again, that's not a deciding factor. Our main deciding factor would be that the organization must be a 501c3 nonprofit, mm-hmm, or have a fiscal sponsor, and the program for which they are seeking funding is for women and girls. We call them grant cycles, but essentially there are two opportunities to apply for grants each year, once in the spring and then in the fall. We have an online application. We announce it on our Facebook site. We do announce it on our website as well, and we announce it through our email newsletter.
According to what I read online, you guys raised 170 grand last year, which is fantastic. And then that gets divvied up based on what?
Last year was a milestone year, actually, for Women's Fund of Hawaii. We've steadily been increasing the amount of grants over the past, well, since the organization started at Hawaii Community Foundation, actually. I'm glad you asked also about the amount of the grants. The maximum amount that we currently give is $5,000. And we regularly receive more applications
than
we have funds.
Some of the organizations include Adult Friends for Youth for their outreach and advocacy project, serving 10 homeless girls ages 12 to 25 in downtown Honolulu, offering access to food, clothing, shelter, survival aid, medical care information. Another organization that they helped out was Parents Inc. We recently had on talking about their kickball, kicking child abuse and neglect out of the Aloha State program, but they got a grant from you guys to assist with costs related to their parenting and recovering program, which is a substance abuse recovery program and run in the Women's Community Correctional Center. Other organizations that may be familiar to those who listen to All Things Considered and Helping Hand, in particular, the Aloha Medical Mission, who have been on a number of times, and it was for their Welcome Smile program to provide restorative dental work for abused or incarcerated women in transition. Another group, Domestic Violence Action Center, and we just had Nancy Creedman on recently. They got a grant from the Women's Fund of Hawaii to provide emergency rent and utilities assistance for survivors of domestic violence in the Aloha State and their children. That's just a few of many worthy organizations that you guys supported last year. Explain the event, but also other ways that people can support the event and support the organization. And it could be through volunteering, it could be providing supplies for your events, could be items that you auction to generate funds, could be people on your board. There could be other tangible things that are going on. Perhaps there's a new computer system you need, a new space, a vehicle, specific skills that you could really benefit from having at your disposal. Let's turn to how we can support the organization.
Thank you so much for asking that. The Tea and Champagne is on May 15th, as I believe you mentioned earlier, and it's already sold out. So this year, though, we are super grateful if anybody would like to support us and what we're doing for donations. The event does have a site, Tea and Champagne, all spelled out, .swellgives.com. Visitors can take a look. There are different tabs. You can read about Women's Fund of Hawaii, read about the event, see some photos from previous events. And when you click on the Give Now button, you can make a donation. We deeply appreciate that. We are always looking for volunteers, individuals who may want to help at the event. Or we do actually in the fall have a bowling tournament coming up. Anybody who is interested in helping with that. And we accept applications from the community. We're very close to the ground. We feel like we have a good sense of what's going on in our community. And then community members participate in the grant selection process. So in addition to myself and my board members, we have women from mostly here in Honolulu, but we do have this time at least one woman who flew in from the Big Island to participate to thoroughly vet these applications. There's no specific policy or guideline on who gets to participate on the community. What we've seen are women with legal background, background in public policy, or perhaps public health, social work, women's studies.
And are there specific items of any kind that you need for this event or at the office?
For the event, we're always looking for donations of prizes. We use the items to raise more money for grants.
Prizes for the event and anything in particular? Is there a theme in terms of, would you want artwork? Do you want tribs? Any guidance on for folks listening? Because there's a lot of people who could probably provide stuff.
Well, the answer is yes. All of it. All of the above.
Okay.
We appreciate trips, I think, especially, but jewelry services. If there are massage therapists out there who want to kokua, we'd be grateful.
Jewelry, services, trips, massage is a service, I guess. That paints a picture for folks. Bowling tournament in the fall as a volunteer or a participant in that. And so people pay to be on a team and then that money goes to support you guys sort of thing.
That's exactly how it works.
And a lot of different ways that they're supporting folks. They gave a number of grants. In all, how many did you do last year?
It was a bit more than 20, so I believe 22.
And some of these groups do some great things, like Hawaii Literacy Incorporated funding the training of female peer tutors to support their peer tutoring program serving low-income youth on the Waianae Coast, Sex Abuse Treatment Center in support of trauma-informed yoga for victims of sexual violence, U.S. Vets Barbers Point, general operating support for Advanced Hawaii Women Homeless Veterans. Funding will support safe housing and comprehensive wraparound services. Clearly, some really worthy organizations on the receiving end of the unique way that the Women's Fund of Hawaii support those in need. Womensfundhawaii.org. There's an email form online. You'll also find the link to learn more about the May 15th Tea and Champagne event, but teaandchampagne.swellgives.com is the dedicated site. 439-6388 at hawaiipublicradio.org. You can get all their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests. Other things about the Women's Fund that you want to mention?
The fact that we're grassroots. When we can, love to support nonprofits in the community who are also grassroots, community-based. I like to think of us as being kind of scrappy and agile in that way. We love reading innovative programs with new ideas on how to make women and girls flourish.
Women's Fund of Hawaii Executive Director Lila Bilmez-Goldstein, our guest again here on Helping Hand. Really appreciate what you're doing out there. Thank you for supporting some really worthy organizations and helping them via these donations that you have. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for this segment, which is terrific and educating our community about what's going on.